that Levi's makes, the House of Jeans sound.
James at Highland, Westgate, and North Cross Malls, 2100 Guadalupe and 412 Congress.
I'm Randy Travis. Before the appearance of Red, people didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and we gather, as we do every year, to look at the best Black Friday deals, our annual salute to American holiday consumerism. We've been through a number of places. Target is another one of those spots that everybody wants to go to on Black Friday. Oh my, okay.
I love Target.
Almost thought we didn't have it there for a second. And Target this year is going to give you the best deal out of anybody on the Xbox One S. Okay? As we mentioned, you can go anywhere. You can get an Xbox One S for $250. However, if you go to Target, you also get a $40 gift card.
See, Target has always been so smart with that and giving you $25, $50, because obviously they want you to come back and go shopping. But it's incentive to go to Target over Walmart.
That's an extra $40 that you're going to get if you go to Target and get one of the five or six of these that they actually have in stock. And this is the brand new one. This is the one that everybody wants. This is the 4K capable. It'll go with that 4K TV that you're going to murder somebody to try and get. Target is leading with this TV deal. And I'll tell you what it is. It is a 50K 4K ultra-high definition TV. It is a smart TV. It's 50 inches, 4K, $250. Sounds great. Until you find out it's made by Hisense.
I was just going to say, what's the brand?
I don't know. I believe that is a division of Panasonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or perhaps Samsung.
One of those letters is sideways.
One of those companies. Yeah, Hisense. Don't buy the Hisense TV.
No.
You are not going to be happy with that. They do have the Hoover Quest robotic vacuum for $199.99, which I believe is probably every bit as bad as the Black & Decker one in that it doesn't do anything other than just wander around your house.
Bangs into the wall.
Pushes dirt around and not much else. If you want Finding Dory, $10 on Blu-ray at Target.
I want that.
That's a good price for Finding Dory.
Seriously,
which is a good movie.
I love those movies. Yeah,
$10. But the thing we like at Target is they have got the best deal going on the Xbox 360S. Who mentioned hoverboards?
That would be me.
We all did. Yeah,
the hoverboard kind of got a bad rap last Christmas because a lot of them burst into flames.
Yeah, not good.
Kind of got a bad
It's not
rap.
A bug, it's a feature.
Yeah, not really.
If you're ever feeling down about yourself, just watch YouTube videos on people trying to ride these.
Potential to explode is not what a lot of people are looking for in a holiday gift.
Right.
Amazingly. So the hoverboard.
Wimps.
Yeah.
Third degree burns, no?
I agree with you. I agree with you. We used to be a nation of men. Now the possibility of something exploding and burning our houses down frightens us.
Now, wait a minute. I'm looking on this advertisement. It says early access Wednesday and Thursday. So these deals are going on right now?
Yeah, this one's going on right now. But this is the hoverboard for this year. This is a Janssen, which is actually a known company. And the great thing about this hoverboard, built-in Bluetooth speakers. Huh. So now, not only can you amuse your neighbors
and
by falling off of this thing, you can do it to a soundtrack. I suggest Gangnam Style by Psy would be something good to play while you're rollerboarding.
Because I'm assuming battery life then isn't an issue.
Yeah.
You can just play I Get Knocked Down just over and over again.
That'd be great.
All Lego Dimension Fun Packs are $10. That's a good savings. It's not huge. We like the level packs from 55% off at Toys R Us better. The Beats are still a thing. They are $180 off at Target. They're really the only ones offering a big deal on Beats, because I guess people who...
are over it.
People who shop at Target don't know what good headphones are.
I shop at Target.
Do you know what good headphones are?
No.
Yeah, that's because you shop at Target. You get a Kindle Paperwhite at Target for $20 off. That's not a bad deal for one of those. That's you can read books without the mess. Because you just put all your books on the Kindle, and you don't need to keep them around the house. They've got the $99 Fitbit Alta, one of many places that has the $99 Fitbit Alta. Here's what I'm excited about, though. 40% off all OtterBoxes.
Hi. Oh, that's good.
If you have a cell phone and you don't have an OtterBox, go get one.
What?
Oh.
Because the OtterBox is great.
Yeah, it is.
And it's 40% off. Just find the one that fits your phone and save a 40%.
Is that waterproof, too?
It is.
Oh, you need this.
The phone isn't. The phone isn't.
I jumped in the toilet the other day.
My mother did, too. My mother did the same thing a few weeks ago, and she said she got
rid of her waterproof
case because it was too bulky.
I've never done that before. I dove pretty quickly for that. Yeah.
It happens.
The giant action figures are at Target for just $50. You can get your child a 4-foot Darth Vader or a 4-foot Ninja Turtle that you will spend the rest of the next 3 years tripping over.
Yeah,
in different parts of your home.
Yep. Says the guy who has a ton of Legos.
Until your child becomes a teen and then uses it to pretend it's them in their bed while they sneak out the window.
Kids just lock their doors now.
I don't know if they do that or not.
You didn't mention, though, on that last advertisement you just had up on the computer, the life-size Jenga, which is extremely popular in your local watering hole.
Yes.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Target does have an exclusive Star Wars set and an exclusive Barbie set that are both pretty decent prices. For $45, you get half a dozen 12-inch Star Wars Rogue One figures. 12-inch, big action figures with some accessories. That's kind of a cool set. And then they've had the Barbie thing down for a couple of years now. Their Barbie deal this year, for $30, you get a car, you get a fashion locker, you get Barbie. It's not a bad deal.
Barbie's still a thing?
Yeah, Barbie's still a thing.
Yeah, that will never go away.
They keep trying it.
I love Barbies growing up.
They keep trying to bring it back. Another thing that Target has on sale, and actually a lot of people do this year, is the Nest thermostat. This is the learning thermostat. They're $50 off pretty much everywhere. You can get the Nest starter kit for $199.
What is that?
If you pair that with your Amazon Echo or your Google Home, assuming you can get the Google Home to actually work and do something, you can control your thermostat with this. So it is
from what, your phone?
Yeah, you can also control it with your smartphone. So it's not a bad deal.
Hmm.
Like, dial up the temperature while you're at work. House is nice and warm when you walk in. Let's say my prediction is that we will see a lot more of those next holiday season.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that, and probably at a better price. This, I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys can help me. This is the Bluetooth precision cooker. You clip this onto the side of your pots and it does something. I don't know if it tells you when the food's done.
It's probably temperature.
It might be. I don't know why it's Bluetooth enabled, to be honest with you. Maybe it calls you and says, hey, your food is done.
You left me on.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably like a smart tool where you can use from your phone.
This is the fire warning.
What I really need is that to tell me your house is on fire. And instead of calling me, call 911.
Yeah, right.
Back to the giant bears, because everybody's got the giant bears this year. This is a 36-inch, this is a 3-foot bear for $10.
Ooh.
Good deal.
So at that price, you can get two of them. You can get 6 total feet of bear.
You got 6 linear bear feet.
Yeah, that's 72 inches of bear for $20, which is a better deal than the 55-inch bear for $20 that we were talking about at Walmart. So, but that's two bears. That's not one big 55-inch bear. Yeah. And maybe the 55-inch bear is what you're looking for. But, yeah, this is a 36-inch bear $10, only available at Target. Those will not last very long. Kohl's will also be opening at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving, because that's the thing to do. And they have the Fitbit Alta for $99. They also have the PlayStation and Microsoft and Xbox Minecraft bundle for $250. They also have a 4K TV, and I don't think they even tell you who makes this. Oh no, it's a Haier. It's a Haier. It is a 49-inch Ultra HD 60 or 49-inch 4K Ultra Smart TV, $249. It's a Haier.
Haier, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting, kind of like Target did with giving you the gift card, Kohl's gives you the Kohl's cash. So
yes.
For every amount of dollars that you spend, you get $15, $25. Gives you more incentive to go shopping at that particular store.
Now, this is the interesting thing, because if you get the Xbox or the PS4, and we talked about they got the $40 off, the $40 gift card, which is just a straight up Target gift card. You can use that anytime, anywhere, give it to somebody. You do get $75 in Kohl's cash if you buy the PlayStation or the Microsoft Xbox at Kohl's.
Which is a free game.
But the problem is, well, number one, they don't sell games. They just have the game systems in for the day. You have to use that $75 in Kohl's cash at Kohl's the following week. So you get 1 week. You got to use it between the following Sunday and Monday, or Sunday and Saturday, and spend at least $75 to take advantage of that. So in terms of actual cash off, better deal. In terms of restrictions, I like the Target offer better.
Yeah.
Because I can give someone a gift card, or yeah, you can use it whenever.
Yeah, free gift.
$50 drones, so you can spy on your neighbors. I don't know that a $50 drone is going to stay in the air. It's a sharper image drone. That doesn't really mean what it used
to.
Didn't
they go out of business?
Anymore. No. They sold their name to people who stamp it on products of dubious origin to be sold in the United States. How about a dog bed for $30? Don't forget your pets on Black Friday. They need gifts, too. They've got the hoverboard with Bluetooth speakers as well. Pretty much same price as Target, $299.99. But here's something. Players.
I was going to say, I feel like those hoverboards, that movie WALL-E at the end, I feel like that's the first step towards fat human beings that just wheel themselves around and can't walk anymore.
I actually think that Toys R Us thing that looked like a motorized wheelchair for your able-bodied child was much closer to that. Much closer to that. Record players. Because Kohl's knows record players. I don't know. If you want one, they got a portable for $40. It is Bluetooth enabled, as is everything this holiday season. If it's not Bluetooth enabled, don't buy it. The only thing that is not Bluetooth enabled are the giant bears. Here's something that I don't know. I may have wished that we had this as a kid. It is the Little Tykes My First Bouncer.
Yeah.
The thing is, you hear horror stories about.
I have one. I've broke my ankle on a moon bounce.
Of course,
terrible.
Yeah, it's the.
Yeah, so you don't want to put your toddlers in them.
Well, that's what it is. It's a bouncy castle for your toddlers, and it's only $79.99. So you know, leg and ankle injuries for less at Kohl's this holiday season. And that's pretty much what we got from these guys. They were not. Not that exciting this year. $60 for the Adam Levine acoustic guitar pack.
Ooh.
That's, I'm guessing you're not getting a first-rate acoustic guitar for $60. But you know what? Give this to your college-age kid. He won't mind when it gets smashed over his head at a party.
Gosh.
That's how that goes. Sears is opening at 6 on Thanksgiving. And they got appliances.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a lot of tools and appliances.
Who cares? They have appliances, like $275 each for side-by-side Kenmore washer and dryer. Woo, let's rush out into buying frenzy.
Hey, if you're buying a house, it's not a bad thing.
It's Black Friday, you're not buying a house. It's you're buying gifts for people.
True.
How about this? Mattresses. Queen mattresses for $139. How are you getting this home?
Yeah.
Well, you probably still have the rope that you used to get your Christmas tree. Strap on the mattress.
You're not getting this home in
also,
a Ford Fiesta.
Also, would you trust a mattress that's $139?
No. No, absolutely not.
I mean, that sounds like it was put together in a third world country and it's just filled with, like, small children's tears and coils.
Jesus, babe.
God. 2.5-ton floor jack, just $39.99.
That's not a bad
you know
deal.
Somebody wants that. That's actually a good deal on a 2.5-ton floor jack. Here's one. Here's a reason to go to Sears. Pillows for $2. Those are the cheapest pillows anywhere this Black Friday. Pillows for $2. Get $100.
So you can buy a $2 Chuck bottle of wine because that's what you're going to need to sleep on a $2 pillow.
I would say go get $100 worth of those pillows. Just line a room in your house and don't leave for the rest of the weekend. You know, I mean, that's probably the best thing you can do with $100 this Black Friday. They've also got the Presto. This is a two basket deep fryer, $39.99.
Oh, that's even better.
That is a two basket deep fryer. You can deep fry two different types of things at once. $39.99. Burning yourself has never been so inexpensive. They got some deals on the Samsung TVs, of course. Sears knows a little bit more about TVs, so you can trust them a little bit more. But you're also going to pay more for these things. They got the curves. And
fancy.
You know, they're doing like $600 off the 65-inch. $400 off the 55-inch, $150 off the 40-inch. These aren't massive discounts. These aren't like, you're getting it for a steal. These are good TVs at probably the lowest prices that you're going to find.
I do have a question, though. How many TVs do we need?
One for every room.
We have two.
We're going to have four before long.
Where? That's what I
want to
know.
We'll find
you didn't see that hole that's in the bathroom?
The toilet? The toilet. Yeah.
There's
a lot of good TV in there.
They do have the $19.99 boots for her at Sears, as well as $14.99 coats for her, him, and kids. I think
are they into the matching thing at Sears too?
Those are different coats, by the way. There isn't a single coat that is for her, him, and kids. No, these are different.
It's like a coat snuggie.
Yeah. There's no matching the coats. This is one of the stupidest items that I saw this holiday season, and this is, I don't know how a Kohl's one wound up in here. I knew this was Kohl's. This is back at Kohl's. This is the over the door jewelry armoire with a mirror that lights up. It's got a mirror with little marquee lights all the way around it. I assume those are battery-powered LEDs.
That's over the door?
Yeah, that hangs on your door, and it lights up like a Hollywood marquee while you admire yourself and try on jewelry. $79.99 okay. To tell the world you have no taste whatsoever.
Does it have a filter on it, too, so it makes you look better?
I don't think it does.
Isn't that something you would find in IKEA?
Right. I was thinking that, yeah.
It's shaded.
Yeah. IKEA's better than that? Is that what you're getting?
The Swedes would never make anything that tacky. They really wouldn't. Here's another one that I like. We're back at Kohl's again. I don't know how this happened. Throws, $8.99. Those are the...
is great. I'm all about the blanket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, throws.
We have a lot.
Throws are a great gift. And if you can get throws for less than $10... go load up on those things. The microfiber throws.
And the greatness
throws.
Of like a really soft plush blanket, I think is, yeah.
So Kmart, they don't open until 7 this year. So they're...
In either store?
They're bringing up the rear at Kmart.
See, my problem with Kmart is I feel like when you go in there, you don't know if it's open or not. Like half of the lights are off. There's somebody crying in the corner. There's things on the floor. And you're just wondering, is it even open?
Kmart used to be like the king of Black Friday. Like years ago, when Kmart was still a respected business before it became what it is today, like everybody wanted to go to Kmart on Black Friday. Now, not so much, which may be why they're opening up at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving. They're one of the latest to open. Their phrase, their holiday slogan this year, by the way, is "Go Elfin Wild."
Oh,
Okay. So edgy.
Go Elf and Wild.
Is that the advertisements that you start when you just don't care anymore and you're like, I can't actually offend anybody else?
I have a feeling there's a bunch of people sitting around Kmart's corporate headquarters like looking at each other saying, why do we still have jobs?
Why? Mm-hmm. No, it's how, like, what have we got to lose? Go for it.
How are we still here? They should start selling inflatable women. And, you know, and maybe that... Maybe that'll work out for him. So here we go. Buy one, get one for $1, all family footwear.
Ooh.
The problem with this offer is
problem is they're all right.
They only show one shoe. So I don't know if you're paying the buck to complete the pair or you're paying the buck to get more footwear.
Well, if you're one of those people who's lost that shoe along the side of the road, this could be a way to...
Kmart's just a collection of all those shoes.
Yeah.
Or they're all lefts or all rights. One of the two.
Here's they got a two-slice toaster for $4, or a five-speed hand mixer, or an iron, or a can opener.
So we've covered the things that are going to get your children hurt.
Yeah.
These are the things when you buy $4 appliances that are going to get yourself hurt.
See, UL listed will not burst into flames, they promise.
Yeah.
It'll just stop working in a week, but, you know, $4.
They
you can go buy another one.
They come with hazmat suit, too.
You can go buy another one. Do you need a dash cam? $15.
Boston PD? Do they need those?
I don't know why anybody needs a dash cam, but if you want one, Kmart's got it for $15. You can go in there and you can get yourself a dash cam. If you would like your child to be riding around on a $15 or on a on a $50 bicycle, or if you yourself would like to ride around on a $50 bicycle, Kmart's got you covered. They've got the Huffy 26-inch for adults, or the 30-inch Storm or Dragonfly bike for kids, just $49.99.
So they actually do still make toys that kids had to operate themselves.
Yes.
Like, that's a thing.
But they have to sell them for, like, nothing because you can't get the kids to do that.
Yeah.
One thing that Kmart does get right every year is they've usually got the best low-price Barbie deals. So if you really need to save some money on Barbie, they've got the $4.99 Barbie Fashionista, or for $9.99 you can get a Barbie with a whole bunch of extra shoes.
Yeah, it looks like she's got the bondage shoes in there.
Yes, she's definitely got some intriguing footwear for Barbie.
Five-inch stilettos.
Yeah, for Barbie.
Here's a deal I actually like. All Wall products, they're the ones that make those clippers. The beard trimmers and the hair trimmers and all that sort of stuff. $12 for the home cut combo clipper or their rechargeable beard trimmer. This is a good product at a good price. $12 for the Wall stuff at Kmart. I like it. Here's something. You know, throws make a great gift. We like the microfiber throws in general. I don't need them with pictures of wolves on them. or leopards or tigers or pandas.
I actually want that panda one.
If that's your thing, they are $12.99. You can get yourself a microfiber throw with a photo of a wolf on it. And it really is. It covers the whole thing. 40% off selected Lego at Kmart. We like that. It is hard to come by. Buy one, get one half off on all Star Wars toys. Also a good deal. That's any Star Wars toy that they have in stock, and you know those are going to be popular this year. Pogo sticks, $15. That'll hurt your child. This is the Chopster mini bike. 10 mile per hour maximum speed. This is battery operated. It is my first motorcycle for your toddler, basically. That's $150.
I don't know if I want the name Chopster in my children's toys.
Or if you feel like spending $300, you've got the miniature gas bike. Yes, that is a 190cc motorcycle for your child. Just $300. I particularly like this one, the Razor Ground Force Drifter. This is basically a street luge with a with
Sweet.
A semi-functional steering wheel on the front of it. Something for your child just to fly luge. Over. You can fly over that steering wheel cleanly when you hit trees, walls, or whatever it is that you were unable to steer around.
And that is how much?
That's $229.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's for people who want to spend a little money to hurt their kids this holiday season.
Yeah, we're talking serious damage.
Yeah. Buy one, get one half off on all As Seen on TV products at Kmart this year. Remember last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, we were talking about the inflatable hot tub?
Yes.
Yeah. It was inflatable everything.
And the inflatable hot tub is no longer available.
2 years in a row?
Gee, I wonder why.
Because Derek may have been right about the inflatable hot tub not being a soundly designed product. What we do have, however, from our friends at InTech, they do have the inflatable lounger with ottoman. That's back. That's $18. Or for $50, you can get an inflatable sofa that transforms into a queen airbed.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting. That's kind of cool, actually. That's kind of cool.
Fill your living room with inflatable furniture from InTech.
What store was that?
That's Kmart has got that. 50% off deer antlers for your car.
I really hate those people.
To put right on your grill so it looks like you hit one.
Because you shop at Kmart. if you know somebody who really fears technology, doesn't own a smartphone or the internet or anything like that, $39.99 for a Sylvania 7-inch portable DVD player. Technology whose time has long since passed. It is WMFO Medford. It is our annual salute to Black Friday and American consumerism. Speaking of that DVD player, there are a lot of electronic gifts that are popular at this time of year. Maybe you don't know exactly what you want to give. So here's a couple of ideas as we take a quick break here on WMFO Medford. I know, it's bad. I love these chips.
Number one.
These chips are really good.
You're the worst.
Stop at your Sylvania dealer and look at Sylvania TV.
Listen
to Sylvania radio and hi-fi. When you look and listen, you'll buy
Sylvania.
They've done it. They've really done it.
RCA Victor announces a new kind of television.
It's lean. Sharp. New RCA Victor TV.
I never saw a TV so lean.
RCA Victor cut cabinet depth up to 9.5 inches.
Clean.
RCA Victor took the knobs and gadgets off the front.
Mirror sharp.
RCA Victor's new picture gives you more depth, dimension, mirror sharp realism.
So many models.
29. All with RCA Victor's new slender design.
It's lean. Sharp. New RCA Victor TV.
Introducing Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back video game cartridge. Imperial walkers are on your street. The battle for the galaxy has reached the home front. Your mission, defend your base.
Man your snow speeders.
Stop the walkers.
Bullseye!
But just when you think the battle's won...
more walkers!
The battle's just begun! Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back video game cartridge from Parker Brothers.
The ones to beat.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Like my car stereo, Janet?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Brad.
I know. You see that star up there, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that star reminds me of your left dimple.
Oh, Brad.
And that supernova there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the fire in my heart. Oh, Janet.
Brad! What's happening to your tape?
What? No, you don't. Not this time, you carnivorous little sucker. Give it back.
Feed me more tape. Me's still hungry.
Brad, I think it's alive.
Feed me. We need oxide to live.
Ah, I'm so frightened.
If your favorite tapes are getting eaten alive, get a Pioneer Car Stereo with ATSC, Automatic Tape Slack Canceller. It automatically tightens the tape and keeps it from being eaten.
Janet, hide the tapes! I can't control it! Janet!
Janet?
Pioneer, the only car stereo with ATSC, because tapes should be heard and not eaten.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
The cab swerved. I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, our annual salute to American holiday consumerism and Black Friday. We've gone through all the major stores and given you all of the major discounts that are going to be out there. And we found a couple of good deals, I think. We're kind of happy about the $99 Fitbit, if you're into that sort of thing. We're definitely happy about the $99 Nintendo 3DS XL, great price, $100 off for that system.
Yep.
If you're looking to get the Xbox, go to Target, get the $40 gift card. Or if you don't mind shopping at Kohl's, go to Kohl's and get $75 in Kohl's cash for buying that there. So now we get into all of the other stores, all of these smaller retailers, who honestly may be trying a little bit harder this year than some of the big retailers, because one of them has actually succeeded in getting me to get out of the house this year, which I never do.
Your 4 a.m. that you were going to be getting up.
Like Chris Earl and I did, like, the midnight.
We did that 2 years?
Yeah, we did the something like that. Yeah, we did the Black Friday midnight thing a couple of years ago. And it was pretty good. But the place that I'm going this year, they open at 5 a.m. on Friday. It's GameStop, where the gamers go.
It's only a few miles from our house, so it's pretty close.
Here we go. They got $50 off the Xbox One S. That's the brand new one. So that's $250. With Gears of War, and it's in a blue color that you can only get at GameStop. I'm not a big fan of the color, but you know, it is what it is. If you are into those Funko Pop figures, GameStop is doing that thing again this year where you will get a mystery box of four GameStop exclusive Funko Pop figures for $20. Some of them do have a rare golden figure in there. But the reason that I am going, the reason that they actually got me out of bed, or get me out of bed at 4 in the morning, is if you are a Lego Dimensions fan, this is about the only exclusive item that anybody has anywhere, you will get a free Green Lantern figure with any Lego Dimensions purchase. They got $10 off the team packs, $10 off the level packs. Not the best price on those, but you get the free Green Arrow figure.
But really? That's why you're getting
That's why I'm going.
How many of them do they have per store?
And you're not buying this for a child. You're buying it
for yourself. I'm buying it for me. I don't know.
For an adult child, yes.
I don't know if it's 50. I don't know if it's 100. I don't know if they think they're going to be selling a lot of these, but it is a GameStop exclusive. If you want Green Arrow for your Lego Dimensions, the only way that you're going to get it is to go to GameStop on Friday morning, 5 a.m. I hate them. I do. I really do. Old Navy opening up at 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving. They're doing the $1 million thing.
Yeah.
Once again, where you go in, if you're one of the first in line, you'll get the scratch card. Somebody's winning $1 million.
Did somebody win last
year?
Across
the country.
Somebody did win. There was a rumor floating around, if you'll recall, I think, that Kanye West won last year. And that turned out not to be true. But and I don't think Kanye West is even planning on playing this year.
No, he's in suicide watch.
They're not going to let him out of the hospital to go to Old Navy this year. Petco has found what I believe is the best way to keep people out of the stores on Black Friday imaginable. If you go in there on Black Friday, they will give you a free DreamWorks Trolls Pet Fans Collection headpiece. You strap this onto your cat or dog, and it makes them look like they have Dayglo troll hair.
Those would stay on very long.
Yeah, because the cat's going to leave it there.
This cat is ready to murder the person that put it on the cat.
Harry would do that, Derek. He would totally do that.
This dog is overcome with shame and sadness. Just go look at the ad for Petco, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine why anyone would want to do this to a beloved member of the family. Please, please, no. All right, there's just a couple of left. And of course, every year we like to tell you where you can go to get a free gun.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you that. But before we get to the free gun, folks, if you're not Christmas shopping at Bass Pro Shops, I don't know why. You can tell if a sale is legitimate when you see the phrase "no dealers" on the ad. And Cabela's has got "no dealers" in big letters right on the front page. That's how serious they are. These are serious deals, my friend. $10 pet beds. $10 pet beds.
Wow.
What was the amount that we saw? It was like $30, right?
Yeah. No, it's 50% off. Once a year, they come out with these fleece tops for $10. Some of them have Bass Pro Shops logos on them, which may not be a bad thing, depending on the crowd that you run in. Yeah. But they're $10, and it's a pretty nice fleece top, actually. You will wear that during the winter. They are open regular hours on Thanksgiving Day. If you go in there on Thanksgiving Day, you're going to want to take advantage of the ammo specials.
Oh.
For just $9.99.
That was the noise of Winston fainting with excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the Winchester ammo. They've got 1,000 of these in every store. They don't give you the amazing thing is they don't give you the quantity on this.
This is at Bass?
These are 22 rounds. There's definitely a lot of them in there. It doesn't say on this thing how many there are. And then if you need some 9mm, that's $5.
Sweet.
I don't know, I think it's 100 rounds, 50 rounds, I don't know. But it's $5 for that ammo. So go in on Thanksgiving, stock up on ammo. You never know, we might need it now. And then here's another good deal on ammo. This is only a nickel a round, $15.99 for 22 rounds. You know, when they're only a nickel a piece, you don't feel bad about wasting them, do you?
What's in the bottom left-hand corner? Is that a smoker?
That is a smoker. We've talked about the smoker in recent years.
Oh, yeah. Because they were giving one away.
We have, yeah.
We'll get to that.
We need
yes.
that. We really need just that. Lit up.
Yeah, this is a $200 smoker. This is the Masterbuilt Sportsman Elite Smoker with the viewing screen, and I believe new for 2016. So it's got a window so you can watch the food
smoke.
Yeah,
does it come with a squeegee so it can just wipe off your drool?
No, but I believe new for 2016, a remote control. So remote control.
And we don't even have to get off the couch.
Lisa, you know what you're getting Warren for Christmas.
It is not Bluetooth enabled, and that is a huge strike against this product. It is not Bluetooth enabled. Here's something great for the kids at Bass Pro Shops. My first camo. It's for boys and girls.
It's camo 2T, 3T.
Camo onesies, camo bibs, camo overalls, so that you can introduce them to the outdoor life.
Start them young.
One of my best friends is having a baby, so maybe I should get him some camo.
Absolutely.
Or you're teaching your children nature awareness.
Now, those who know me know that I'm very particular about the outdoor decorations.
The
things that I hate most of all are
canes.
The illuminated candy canes. Yeah, no, terrible, horrible, tacky, awful. Let them all burn.
The canes. That's what it says whenever we drive by.
We've added the laser projectors this year because tacky, like, put some effort into your decorations, please. And don't blind me when I'm driving by your house.
Yeah, right.
But the other big one has always been the inflatable stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you drive by a house and it causes me to have an acute seizure, it's probably not a good thing to have on your
front
lawn.
There is somebody down the street from us.
Your front yard should...
Is it Warren's house?
No. It's somebody else.
Your front yard should not look like the Macy's Parade. I am, however, going to make an exception this year for what I believe is the only front yard inflatable...
Don't say it.
...anyone ever needs again. This is the 7-foot-tall inflatable Bass Pro Shops snowman with shotgun.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody needs
it
one of those.
It is a snowman.
See, I thought you were talking about the Santa in a speedboat.
It is a
holding a fish.
No,
which is
Santa with the speedboat holding a fish and just kind of dippy. Snowman with a shotgun says, "Santa, get the hell off my lawn." You want and need this product.
Wow.
And it is only $39.97.
Not bad.
$40 will keep everyone in your neighborhood away from your house. No more carolers. People thinking about stealing your packages. Not going to happen when Frosty's packing heat on your front lawn.
It really sends a message. It's like,
this may be the greatest item of outdoor Christmas display ever created by man. This is fantastic. Snowman with a shotgun.
It says, "Leave my Trump sign alone."
Yes, it does.
We don't have one of those.
In case you're wondering, the Bass Pro Shops number one pick for the ladies is a subcompact Kimber Micro Bel Air pistol. This is available in a variety of colors with a pro grip. And it's smaller for her hands. You can also get laser sights, laser rail sights for your pistols for just $59.97.
Nothing says I love you, honey, more than a pistol.
Actually, yeah. In nowadays, yeah.
Slightly.
If you bought me a gun, thank you.
Slightly more accurate for those of you waving the pistols around. And I like this thought from Bass Pro Shops. Their first air gun equals tons of fun. Get the kids a gun this holiday season, won't you? But make it an air rifle.
That's what Ralphie got in A Christmas Story, right?
Shoot your eye out.
Yeah, the Daisy BB Rider.
Red Rider
BB.
Yeah.
For your choice, for $30, you can get that very Daisy Red Rider BB gun.
Wow.
That's available, $30. Or the pink model. That's for the girls. Because
girls can have Red Rider too, whatever.
Because let's reinforce gender identity while we're teaching our kids to shoot. Right, America? If you want something a little bit more tactical, you've got the, who is this? This is the Marksman Youth Break Barrel Air Rifle. This is your more traditional rifle-looking gun. This is $49.97. Or if you think your kid needs an Uzi, that's $99.97. That's also an air rifle. My favorite, though, has to be the Smith & Wesson Mad Max Airsoft Shotgun Kit. Yes, this is a pump-action sawed-off shotgun for your child.
Are you for...
That's there. It's it is
real
right there.
It is
a pump action. It's a pump action sawed off shotgun for your child called the Mad Max. Just $24.97.
No, that's got to be an air.
It is an air gun.
Okay,
it's a BB gun.
But still.
But it is a replica sawed off pump action shotgun for your child.
That's messed up.
It, because it helps if you're going to go up to rob liquor stores. You want to learn those tactics when you're young.
Early, you know.
You can knock off every lemonade stand in your neighborhood brandishing one of
and
these things.
And you learn so that when you graduate and you get older, that you don't miss fire.
Yes.
We're teaching precision. That's what that is.
Absolutely. Now, it's easy to pick on Cabela's because, I mean, really, like, this is the part of America that we're supposed to be listening to right now, but I'm sorry, but if you got a snowman with a shotgun in your front yard, I'm not coming over to talk to you about anything. I'm not asking any questions. But they are doing a really nice thing.
And this is Bass, right?
This is Bass Pro Shops. November 26th and 27th, if you donate a toy to Toys for Tots in store, you'll get a free Photos with Santa package. You get two 8x8s. One 5x7 and two 4x6s. Those are digital downloads, which everybody's printing stuff out on
really
their computers
great.
Now
yeah.
anyway.
So you get... Nice are they idea. Recommending
That's
not buying
idea.
This
yeah.
sawed-off yeah. shotgun?
That's great.
Listen, go and get the free kids photo with Santa. Get the freaking inflatable snowman with the shotgun and put that in your front yard, in front of a big Make America Great sign again, and you're ready for the next 4 years. You're ready. You're all set.
Yeah, I feel like the people that buy the snowman with the shotgun probably don't take it down. They're the ones that keep up the decorations all year long.
Which brings us to our favorite offer of every holiday season.
The gun. Free gun.
There is one offer that towers above all others. Now, we've noted that there aren't a lot of exclusives this year. GameStop has the Green Arrow. If you want to get up at 4 a.m. and go get that and see me on Friday, have fun. Kohl's, I mentioned earlier that they've got the 99 Fitbit Alta pretty much anywhere you go. However, if you want it in pink, you got to go to Kohl's. They've got an exclusive pink version. Our friends over at Bass Pro Shops may have the best gift or the best thing you could buy anybody this holiday season, which is the 7-foot inflatable snowman with a shotgun. But really, for these troubled times that we live in, nothing beats a free gun.
Mm-hmm.
And Cabela's, once again, folks, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is giving away a gun on Black Friday. If you are one of the first 600 people in line by 5 a.m. Friday, November 25th, that's when they open. There's one in Berlin, Massachusetts now.
Yep.
Which is closer than the one in Connecticut
and
closer than the one in Maine. Berlin, Massachusetts.
Not that far from Worcester.
In line by Friday, 5 a.m., you could win a Browning Hunter bolt action rifle I don't know what that is. This is a Browning A83 Hunter bolt action rifle. Some lucky person.
Yeah, it's like an $800 gun.
In line at Cabela's is going home with the gun.
And they give one of those away at every store.
Every store is giving away a gun. So just go get in line at Cabela's and you could get the gun. You can get the 8-megapixel trail camera.
Which is cool.
Which isn't bad. Or you can get the Vortex Spitfire 13-inch red dot sight. Or you can get the Bradley Original Smoker.
That was the one last year.
This one doesn't have the window on it.
Babe, we can get a gun and a smoker.
Window smoker. This is the regular smoker. This is the non-window version. But it's free. Or a Cabela's gift card, which is worth about $5.
No knives this year?
That's pretty much what everybody's going to get. Oh, they upped it this year. They've added in new stuff this year that you could win. Let's see. I know I'm still on page one. Where is the second page of this? Here we go. What else have we got? They've got a fly reel that you can get. We have a bow.
Oh, sweet.
This year. That's something different.
I think me and Winston need to hang out more.
Yeah.
You have a camouflage backpack. You can get a knife.
I just bought one of those.
You can get the Ken Dixon package, whatever the heck that is.
We're still on to the free items.
That comes with, looks like a meat grinder and some other stuff. Yeah. These are all things that somebody is going to win at Cabela's on Thanksgiving Day. But of course, the main thing, the main reason to go is that free gun.
It's the free gun.
Where in Connecticut is it again?
The free smoker.
Let's find the closest Cabela's to you. They're in a number of locations. We're going to find it. I don't know why they can't just put a big thing on here that says, here's where the stores are. It's still no store locator.
Yeah, I feel like there was one. The one in New Hampshire is pretty close to the border.
Yeah, there's...
I'll look it up there.
What's that, Londonderry?
No, I'm on the internet on their website trying to figure out where their stores are, and they don't actually have a link.
I'll find it.
In the footer.
Go up.
Find a store.
I found it before you did.
Down. It was right above where you were looking.
What? No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
Derek's an idiot.
Oh, there it is. Finally. Thank God we find the stupid store locator. It's a tiny little link in a place nobody's going to look. Who designed this website? Not me, I'll tell you that. All right, here we go. So you can go to Berlin. That's in Hudson, Massachusetts. That store. There's one in Scarborough, Maine. That's not too far outside of Portland. East Hartford. Is the other New England?
Yeah, the one in Berlin is right by Marlboro. It's right out 495.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a nice.
That's an easy trip from Boston at 5 a.m.
Yep.
That's not bad.
That's a nice, easy shot. And
thinking about that.
A great place to go get a free gun.
I have a feeling, though, people are going to be lined up really early.
Boom. There it is.
Well.
Hudson, Massachusetts.
You don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
It's right off of the 290 kids.
Because, I mean, they're giving away a lot of good stuff. You get the smoker, you get the bow, you get the trail cam.
Well.
Or, you know, if you really luck out, you get the gun.
Yeah, you get the $5 gift card is what you get. And then some guy gets the gun, and everyone would be jealous, and everyone would jump him, were it not for the fact that he got the gun.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's why
they're giving knives and all those other things.
The guy with the smoker probably ain't getting that back to his car, but the guy with the gun, he's got nothing to worry about. And that brings us to the end of Black Friday 2016, which, you know, honestly... Overall, we've been talking about how it's been going downhill for the last couple of years. Really, in my eyes, disappointing this year.
Better than last year, though.
A lot more of the same. You know, any major department store that you go to, you're getting $20 boots for her.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with the popularity of doing it online. There are so many retailers that were doing it days before today, and they're going to be doing it again on Monday, but... One thing I have to say, we always talk about the retailer, big stores and Black Friday, but remember Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and definitely go out and support those mom and pop shops that, you know, have amazing products and people from the community. So go check them out.
Which is a good deal. But as far as everything else goes, a lot of what we've seen before, Old Navy has been doing this $1 million giveaway for three or four years now. By the way, everything at Old Navy is 50% off. You won't believe clothing for humans could be that cheap. And when it disintegrates in the wash a few weeks later, you won't feel bad because it was 50% off. But we've seen them do that before. GameStop has done this Funko Pop giveaway before. I give them credit for having the exclusive Lego Dimensions figure because that's a popular game. That's going to bring a lot of people in. But in past years, we've seen... You know, really neat exclusives at places like Toys R Us and Best Buy and Target. One of the things I didn't mention is that the TV deals are pretty much identical at Target, Best Buy, Kohl's, anywhere you go. These are big manufacturer-sponsored discounts this year, which is why the Fitbit Alta is $99 everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's why the Nintendo 3DS XL is $99 everywhere. There's no competition here anymore. And if there's no competition here anymore... Why are we making people go to work on Thanksgiving? Can we just push all of this back and do it as recently as 1991?
Because every of these big stores have the mentality of, all right, one more store down that isn't going to close on, or isn't going to open on Black Friday or on Thanksgiving. So they hold out.
25 years ago, as recently as 1991, Black Friday started at 7 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving. And if this is all we're going to do for the deals... Let's just go back to that. I love doing this. I love finding what's new and different and unique. But there wasn't much that was new and different and unique this year. And maybe Black Friday, as we know it, has finally been undone by the forces of cyber. I'm sure our new president-elect will have something to say about that.
He'll tweet about it.
That is pretty much the time that we have tonight. Thank you for joining us. This is the 11th year in a row. Very happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Molly.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Lisa.
Thank you for listening in, and happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners.
Warren.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Winston.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And I am Derek Gary. We will be back next week with the big picture. On the Tell Mikey D is coming up next. We close out tonight, as we do every year, with those moments when, in advertising, when things don't quite turn out the way that you'd hoped they would. I hope your Thanksgiving turns out exactly the way that you hope it will. And stay safe, everybody.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July, peas grow there.
I'm Sebastian Cabot with a few tips on cooking bacon, a Smithfield Smokehouse bacon to get down to basics. It has that crispy, smoky, goddamning, unbelievable stinking flavor.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we
are. We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was
yes, that? Always.
In July,
yeah. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it.
It's every July.
Your friend. Every July?
So after the show...
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is.
But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. Too much directing around here.
Ready?
On action.
Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you?
That's great.
Wait.
No.
Gatorade.
I gotta hear.
Is it in you?
Right. Ready? Is it in? Is
it
in you? Ready? Gatorade, is it in you? Nope. Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it? Gatorade, is it in you? Nope. One more time.
Try the last way you just said it, just conversational. Gatorade, is it in you?
All right, ready? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Gatorade, is it in you? Okay, ready? Gatorade, is it in you? No, don't like that. Gatorade, is it in you? Okay. Gatorade, is it in you? There it is.
Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
A fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear, you see. This is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
This is Jim Backus for Levy's Lazy Boy Shop. For years, you've identified me with... I can't believe... Number one, I ordinarily do not read this kind of shit. However, that's no excuse for being a total fuck-up and a screaming incompetent. Turn it on. Slate. I'm going to sell this piece of shit if it's the last thing I do.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from... From Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
Here under protest is beef burgers. we know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of...
You're emphasizing prairie-fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like his wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Will you do this? It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spend 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want in your depths of your ignorance? What is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
It isn't worth it. No money is worth it.